Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Hey, welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. My name is Danielle, and I have a guest with me today.
I'm Anna Hudson.
My daughter is with us, so thanks for coming today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We're always, I wish we could say happy to see you, but we're smiling and waving at you right now. We're going to just have a short conversation about Sunday's message. It was an outdoor service. Beautiful chilly day, and it was baseball Sunday, and this is something that we do every year, but this one was great. There was a theme, when life throws you a curveball, and so that was several baseball players shared, several of the chaplains shared, and then we had a man who was former photographer for the Tigers turned Gray Centers of Hope employee, and all of them had curveballs that they shared about. And one of the first things that was shared was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Do you want to read it?
Sure. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Thank you. And yeah. So, with that verse in mind, and then we're going to go to the next one, too. So keep that one in your brain. Keep that tab open. And we'll go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. It says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And I think that's something that we know, that we make our plans and the Lord establishes our steps. Maybe we know that in our minds, but then we forget to feel that in our souls when a curveball comes. And some of these players, you know, will be facing curveballs. They'll make it to the pros or they won't.
Yeah.
And like Mark from Gray Centers of Hope shared, he was happy to live, he called it a rock star life. And then he quits that glamorous job to work at essentially like a really effective, beautiful homeless shelter that helps restore people. And we all have curveballs. And so keeping these things together in these verses in mind, how can this information and these stories and these verses help us when life throws us a curveball?
Yeah, I think like Pastor Steve prayed at the end of the message, he was talking about all of the stories that had been shared and so many different journeys that people go on, and they all end with the same conclusion, and that's that Jesus saves. And I think that that's so good. And he was saying, what do you do when someone throws you a curveball?
Yeah.
You have to be ready. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is there to help you do that.
That's really good. We have to be ready, because it's not a surprise to Jesus that curveballs are coming at us.
Yeah.
He even said to his disciples in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace. And in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Yeah. And James tells us to count it all joy when we face trials of many kinds, that nothing is outside of the love of God.
Yeah.
Are there any like questions that came to your mind or not necessarily?
Well, I guess something I was just thinking about is when he said, be ready, just what does that really mean?
Yeah.
You know, like what does it mean to be ready? And just thinking about that, like it doesn't need to be like a tense readiness. You don't need to be like worried,
stressed,
or like
anticipating.
Okay, I need to be anticipating something bad's gonna happen. I'm gonna get a curveball. No, you need to be ready to give what is happening up to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just being in his word, and like so many of the people who spoke during the sermon said, just like prayer is something that can just help you get through that, because you're not supposed to be ready to handle it by yourself.
Yeah. That's good. And when you were talking about being ready, that question, that's a really good question.
Thank
prayer,
you.
I did notice that was one thing that kept coming up. One thing that really stood out to me, too, was community. That we need to be in community. People, when we're in community, people can tell us when we're maybe throwing ourselves our own curveball unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Coaches will tell the pitchers, throw a curveball, don't throw one, throw this way, adjust your throw this way. And the players on the team can help encourage them too, and they can learn from one another. And so keeping that analogy, one way we can be ready for life is having community. And I understand that that's not something that we can just wave a magic wand and it will appear, but to be intentional about seeking that out, you know, at church, we're there every Sunday. We're there on first Wednesdays. We have life groups for all sorts of seasons of life. And then community. And then the verses, trusting in the Lord with all your heart and acknowledging him. But also, I think, like, yes, absolutely, 100%, we need to trust in the Lord. But saying that and doing that are different things. It's like, don't be afraid to a little kid who's terrified.
Yeah.
Mommy and daddy needs to come in and be with the kid and show them there's no monsters. Trust in the Lord to just say it. We need to repeat the truth to ourselves over and over again. And we need community to remind us that God can be trusted, and we need to pray, like you said. But I think all of those things need to bring us, bringing us back to the heart of the Father.
Yeah. That's so good.
That we know him and love him and know he loves us. So that when curveballs comes, we rest knowing that our Father has us.
Amen.
Thanks. Shall we pray together?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for this conversation with Anna. And for those listening that are maybe having curveballs coming at them even today, at this moment, I pray that you give them peace, that there will be community to support them, that they will be able to connect with you in prayer and rest in their relationship with you as a loving Father and a God who is directing their paths, even if we've made our plans. And so we ask you to help us all to look to you when we don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at BethelChristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.